Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Have you ever watched a spider hanging from a thin, almost transparent thread of webbing? The web seems impossible to hold the fat, juicy insect. Yet it does. In the same way, you can successfully live with hope, even when your faith hangs by a thread. Although you may feel vulnerable as you look into the future, hanging in such a precarious position, you couldn't be in a better place. Because faith matters. Faith is powerful. This is Session 8, When Faith Hangs by a Thread, in the course, Live by Faith. Let's take an honest look at faith. There are times when trusting God seems hard. It feels like work, and it certainly requires focus, discipline, and resolve. But really? Trusting Jesus is only one choice away. And even in the face of whatever difficulty you're in, the choice to trust God is easier than it seems. Once you jump in and make that initial hard choice, it somehow becomes easier to trust. Then, to choose to stay in that place no matter what also becomes easier. Consequently, it's less strenuous to live in faith. Nevertheless, to be fair, I want to give credibility to the challenge that faith hangs by a thread, especially in very difficult times. So let's acknowledge a very real phenomenon. There's a wear and tear effect regarding faith. Let's take a look. If you've been trusting God for a long time with no visible answer, you may feel stretched to the point you might rip apart. When you already have frayed edges as you work to remain faithful, it's painful to have unresolved issues linger. You know Scripture promises joy, but you feel stuck in a black hole and you can't get out. Or you may feel lonely and discouraged. This is when faith hangs by a thread. The temptation is to quit, just give up, shut down. Some people do that. Still, some hang on by fingernails, thinking, if I walk away from trusting God, I'm leaving everything I believe is true. Surely God can be trusted. But where is He? Why doesn't He show up? Did I do something wrong? How can I reconnect with God when He seems so far away? When you are in this place, you often feel deeply discouraged. I have a few ideas to help you persevere when faith hangs by a thread. First of all, I'd like to propose faith is a vibrant thing. It's alive and active, although somewhat elusive. Faith pulses with power. It also has the glow of human glory only some people embrace. Furthermore, a person cannot live without faith. Matter of fact, you exercise more faith daily than you may realize. You just accept and trust certain things will happen. You reasonably hope your body will generally keep working. Basic provisions will likely be available. Your vehicle will generally work. Your chair will hold you and your devices will keep you connected to the world around you. Certain friends will be there when you need them, etc. Thankfully, if you plant faith seeds, they grow. Eventually, a harvest will be yours. Still, faith is invisible, hard to grab hold of, and stare down into reality. Nevertheless, you can't deny its vibrant power once activated. You know, when faith hangs by a thread, perspective makes a difference. Fresh perspective flows from fresh faith. We already established faith is vibrant and powerful, but its value is empty unless it's engaged each new moment. Moment by moment faith. That kind of faith nurtures healthy perspective needed to live with hope in a broken world. So in essence, I suppose you could say your choice to believe is also vibrant and powerful. It takes focus, discipline, and resolve to hang on for God's timing. When you are discouraged, you likely have valid reasons to be. At the same time, you need to get back into the fresh flow of faith. Here are some helpful action steps when you're in this place. Number one, take your weakness and brokenness to Jesus and trust He will provide what you lack. Two, ask God for focus, discipline, and resolve to hang on. Since Jesus overflows with those qualities, live in Christ instead of yourself. Though faith may feel vulnerable and doesn't always make sense, it's God's reality, and it's for you. Three, remember you can't always make sense of life. It's better to let go of the intellectual desire to understand everything. Four, you can get back in the flow of the river of life. Revelation 22:1 says, "The river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb." This is your river. Get back in its flow. And number five, be real. First of all, pour out your sorrow to God. Next, soak in fresh, new hope from Jesus by faith, letting go of whatever has been a problem, a struggle, a loss, or an issue. Third, insist that your feelings fall in line as you obey the Lord. And then finally, claim the comfort and joy Scripture promises. Jeremiah 31:13 says, "I will give you comfort and joy instead of sorrow." Hang on to that, claim it, and believe it. Interestingly, it's important to put faith in a valid source. For example, faith, your chair will hold you. If your chair is wobbly and falling apart, faith in that chair is poorly placed. Conclusively, the object you trust needs to be trustworthy. Well-placed faith lands beautifully in the person of Jesus Christ. He became a human, yet still being God, He's a connect point between you and God, a bridge to connect God and man together. He entered our broken world with hope-filled messages. Messages like, "Look, I am making everything new." Revelation 21, verse 5. Jesus invites you to trust Him for new perspective, tenacious hope, and vibrant power. Faith in yourself or institutions of this world will leave you disillusioned. However, faith in Christ makes life meaningful and fresh again every day. He reconnects you to your original design, even in disappointments, tragedies, and losses that can sometimes not even be fixed in this world. Ultimately, He is the only one who can help, and He will help if you ask and trust Him for it. Christ transforms and refreshes you as you trust and rest in Him. In Christ, you can find new purpose and hope when faith hangs by a thread. Simply put, Jesus is a worthy source of your faith. Okay, so we've been talking about faith. We've talked about the object that you put your faith in or the person you put your faith in. Now we're going to talk about tinsel strength. Faith's tensile strength is tested often, and tensile strength should be tested. After all, a tiny bit of something powerful can turn a situation around. Here are some examples. The small rudder of a great ship literally helps the vessel change direction. Here's another one. A positive attitude and some encouragement can change the atmosphere in a job setting. Or this one. Allocated chunks of time each day help a person finish required work to earn a coveted degree. And then this one. A tiny bit of faith the size of a mustard seed from Matthew 17, verse 20. That kind of tiny faith placed in a worthy source can move a mountain. God promises results for your life through faith in Jesus. So, choose faith. It's vibrant and powerful, even with unfinished issues and broken pieces. You may feel you have small faith, but God stretches a tiny bit of faith, like he multiplied a small boy's lunch to feed a huge crowd with leftovers. Remember, small faith put in a worthy source is vibrant and powerful. Trusting God with eager expectation transforms tiny faith into significant fresh hope. Romans 1:17 says, "The righteous will live by faith." Conclusively, faith in a dependable source is only one decision away, and when you make this choice, fresh faith opens to you, along with fresh provision and vibrant, powerful living. It's really a simple thing, but it makes all the difference. Okay, now I have some action steps to increase faith when it hangs by a thread. Here are 8. Number 1, pause to remember you have a choice even when you're in a dark place. 2, pray for God's help as you make choices. Ask for His intervention. 3, partner with God from your heart. Practice what His Word tells you to do. 4, praise God for His love. The cross is proof. Number 5, practice a lifestyle based on Scripture. What you practice is what you become. 6, position your mind into focus, discipline, and resolve. 7, prepare your heart and mind to embrace fresh faith. And this takes practice. And number 8, prove your love for Jesus in hard times. Make Him your source when faith hangs by a thread. Okay, so that's a lot of P's, all 8 of them. Pause, pray, partner, praise, practice, position, prepare, and prove. Get stubborn in a good way when faith hangs by a thread. Just turn to Jesus and trust Him for everything. Then watch your thread of faith turn into a strong lifeline for you and for others. A vibrant power that energizes your life during difficulties is waiting for you. Why not claim it? You were made to live by faith. It's your original design. A choice that seems hard in the moment, but lifts you up to soar through doubt and impossibility right into fresh hope. Here are today's application thoughts and questions. Number 1, is your faith hanging by a thread? 2, how can you engage faith in practical ways in your current situation? 3, will you follow the list of P's when your faith hangs by a thread? Let's just quickly go over those again. Pause to remember you have a choice even in a dark place. 2, pray for God's help as you make choices. Ask for His intervention. 3, partner with God from your heart and practice what His Word tells you to do. 4. Praise God for His love and for the cross. 5. Practice a lifestyle based on Scripture, because what you practice is what you become. 6. Position your mind into focus, discipline, and resolve. 7. Prepare your heart and mind to embrace fresh faith, and that takes practice. And then the final P, number 8, prove your love for Jesus in hard times. Make Him your source when faith hangs by a thread. So, then our final question for today's content, why not get stubborn in the right way and let God turn your small faith into vibrant power? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life. If you want more articles on depression and discouragement, go to aliveandactivelife.org and put into the search bar, depression.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.